welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us at Connecting the Dots. It's 6 o'clock in the Rockies, and we are watching the sun go down, and it's just a pleasure to have each and every one of you this evening. I have an outstanding guest that I think will bring a great deal to the conversation. And as always, I'd like to encourage each and every one of you to get out your pencil and paper and write down questions or write down websites. One of the great websites out there that I think is very important is by Dr. Deneen Peterson, and I've had her on the show in the past, www.stopthenorthamericanunion.com. Again, stopthenorthamericanunion.com. And that website is going to really educate you, and I'm going to be doing a series on the North American Union and what the ramifications of it mean and what of the consequences, how it's going to affect each and every American citizen as we go into these uncharted territories by leaders who have no clue of what they're doing to the United States of America. Also, if you would like to go to my website, frostywooldridge.com, and or 21stCenturyPaulRevereRide.us, we still have those extraordinarily fun T-shirts, Stop Illegal Immigration, Ask Me How, with the 21st Century Paul Revere Ride. If you want one of those T-shirts, state the size you want and how many. They're $15. That includes all of the shipping, $4 for the shipping, actually. And you'll be helping the 21st Century Paul Revere Ride and expenses. P.O. Box 207, Louisville, Colorado, 80027. Make those checks or money orders out to Frosty Wooldridge, yours truly. And I'll get those T-shirts out to you. I just wore mine to the Turley's here in Denver this last week, and five people stopped me, and I gave them cards on numbersusa.com, and they're all fired up, and they want to make some difference. Went to the rec center this morning and wore it, and my gosh, people just crowd around. It makes for great conversation, but it also makes for great activism. Also, before we go to break, I want to address something that happened on the radio show just the other night. A caller came in and started blaming a bunch of people, and then all of a sudden the guest on the show said, well, what people? And then the caller said, well, this particular ethnic group, and it's all their fault. I want to really bring the task of blaming somebody else down to the real reality that we face in this country. The United States is a constitutional republic. It is a republic, and that means that you, the American citizen, are required to become a part of the action, a part of the political process. And to say that some particular ethnic group that's only 2 or 3% or 4% or even 5% of this country is the blame for what's been happening to the United States of America shows me that there is a lack of a reality check. The fact is that the President of the United States, who has been allowing the immigration invasion of our country, and the last five presidents have all been, if I remember correctly, Christian-based, the same with the vice presidents, the same with 99% of the Senate, and I think about most of the House is all Christian-based except for one Muslim that just got elected and put into office a year ago. So if that means that one ethnic group is the cause of all of our problems, I'm here to tell you that at any point in time, these presidents could have stopped the immigration invasion of our country. The Senate could have stopped the immigration invasion for the last 20 years. And the House of Representatives could have stopped it. But they did not. And finally, the American people could have stopped it by getting up off their dead butt and taking action through the Republican form of government. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about this, but it's a little upsetting when somebody starts blaming somebody else for our own inactivity of our own country. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back, and we'll welcome our guest.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's always a pleasure to have you listening in on what I hope is an educational hour, is a provocative hour, is a discussion-provoking hour, and also solutions. And each week I give you all these websites whereby you can take solutions. And as I was talking about the blame game, it's those people, some ethnic group, it's all their fault, it's this, that, and the next thing. The one thing that Ben Franklin said when they asked him what we had created as a government, when, right there at Constitution Hall, which I've visited several times in my lifetime, it's hallowed ground as far as I'm concerned, is when he listened to the reporters and they asked him, well, what kind of government is this? He says, it's a republic if you can keep it. And Samuel Adams, a man who really single-handedly, along with Paul Revere, started the American Revolution, he was also part of the Boston Tea Party. Those two men were just extraordinary. They were the movers and shakers, the change makers. They were the ones that didn't sit around and grumble. They took action. And Samuel Adams said in a letter to James Warren back in November 4 of 1775, and I quote, "No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders." Unquote. Now tell me, in the last 20 years, how much of the American public has elected people who would take action to preserve this republic? How many have gotten rid of men like John McCain, Arlen Specter, Teddy Kennedy? How many have gotten rid of guys like Orrin Hatch, who sits and does nothing? Chris Cannon, who's worse? Joe Baca, a representative there in California that wants to give away the United States of America. How about John Kyle, who just gives it up? How about Mel Martinez down there in Florida? I mean, when you think about what's going on in this country, and the senators and the House and the governors who've done nothing about this invasion for 20 years, who do we have to blame but ourselves for not electing those who would do something, men like Duncan Hunter, men like Ron Paul, men like Tom Tancredo, or simply run yourself? So to blame an ethnic group, well, it's all their fault. I'm sorry. It's our fault. This is a constitutional republic. You can't sit by, complain and moan and groan and be a Monday morning quarterback. If you want this republic to work, you get involved at the local level, at the city level, at the state level, at the national level, and you make a difference. If you don't like what's going on, quit hurling insults to other people from the sidelines and get involved. I didn't ride 20,000 miles last summer because I was just going to be a wallflower. I didn't visit 48 states and make over 100 interviews, get called names, get called nasty names, get threatened, get bottles thrown at me at 70 miles an hour because I was having a party. Yes, you can get killed in the honor of freedom. You can get killed in the honor of this constitutional republic, and you can get killed by standing your ground. But those who don't are the ones that watched Hitler advance, Mussolini take over Italy, Stalin kill 24 million people, watched such things as Batista go on down there in Cuba. I mean, it's all over the world when you think about it. So if you want to preserve this great constitutional republic, it's up to us, collectively and individually. And as I've said many times, take action, because conviction without action is worthless. Conviction wedded to action moves mountains and changes history. And tonight's guest, I'm very proud to say, is one of those people who, like a Paul Revere, a Betsy Ross, a Susan B. Anthony, a Dr. Martin Luther King, or an Eleanor Roosevelt, are the ones that are the chain makers, the change makers. Now, Mike Howell is a man who is an experienced political analyst. He's advised two governors, lobbied at all levels of government, managed and worked on political campaigns, and has been active in party politics. Today, he's an instructor of political science and history at the college level, and he also provides regular political analysis for publications in the trucking industry, which I appreciate. He's also a freelance feature writer and columnist for several publications in a variety of industries. In addition, he has his own newfound hobby as a radio talk show host and guest. Has been very enjoyable, and he's enjoyed the attempts in investigative reporting. And his website is michaelhowe.net. Please visit that website. You will find yourself really immersed into a lot of new information. So I welcome Mike Howe to the show, and just really thanks for coming on board this evening at such short notice, sir.
Well, thanks for inviting me on. It's an honor. I hope I can live up to the introduction.
Okay, well, the biggest thing we're doing here, Mike, is really collectively and individually showing American citizens what they can do concerning the immigration crisis, concerning the population crisis, concerning the Iraq War, concerning what faces us as a civilization, the language crisis. If you could, just start off and just give us a soliloquy on what we're facing as a country from your perspective.
Well, what I think we're facing, and the areas I'm most focused on, are those that are most relevant towards NAFTA and the coming of the North American Union and those type of things. I think we're facing the beginning of the end of American sovereignty unless we start to stand up and do something about it. So one of the things I do is I do some investigative reporting. I write articles for, like you said, trucking publications and WorldNet Daily, and now I've got my website up, and I try to find out as much as I can and share the information that I learn with others.
Well, that's the key. You are active at worldnetdaily.com, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
So, ladies and gentlemen, when Michael Howe writes for WorldNet Daily, you know that he's writing for the big time, because there's a few big websites out there. There's Front Page News. There's certainly Newsmax. There's WorldNet Daily. There's newswithviews.com. There's American Chronicle. I've certainly write for several of those. But you're talking about a man who's really esteemed to write for WorldNet Daily, and that's just outstanding. One of the things you're talking about here tonight is the Mexican trucking program, the NAFTA, the CAFTA, and certainly this new SPP. And I've had others speak about it in the past. I know about the trucking aspect of it intimately and appreciate that. Can you give us some points on what's happening with the Mexican trucking program? What are going to be the consequences that we're going to be facing if that thing continues to get injected here into the United States?
Right. Well, I think there's going to be several consequences, and unfortunately, I do think it's going to continue to be injected into the United States despite the efforts of Congress. A massive bipartisan effort. I mean, it's not often you get the bipartisan effort that you had on the amendments to stop the Mexican truck deal. But I see several things happening here. I mean, there's safety concerns, there's environmental concerns, there's security concerns. The biggest complaints, especially from like the Teamsters and the Sierra Club and such that are suing, include the fact that it's an unsafe program. The Mexican drivers aren't as trained as the others and as American drivers and that type of thing. I'm not so much concerned about the safety aspect, especially during the first year of the demonstration program. I'm more concerned about what happens after the demonstration program, when there's thousands of Mexican trucks running up and down the road, when they don't have to stop at the border because of the smart system or the fast lanes where they're pre-approved to come across the border. And in all reality, you have no idea what's in the container. I mean, you have the manifest, but that doesn't really necessarily mean anything. So I'm concerned about those types of things and concerned about this is just sort one more link in the chain, if you will, of moving towards the North American Union. And I attended a fascinating conference a couple weeks ago in Denver called the Ports to Plains Corridor Coalition, the Great Plains Conference. And they had Mexican officials, and they had Canadian officials and some American officials, and they made some pretty aggressive statements with regards to the North American Union.
Well, there's no question they're making powerful statements, and unfortunately, George Bush has another 14 months in office to bring to fruition this North American Union. What do you see from your perspective that the negative aspects of this North American Union, because I don't see any positive aspects of it, but I certainly see a lot of negative ones. Could you point out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of the negative aspects of the North American Union and why?
Well, negative aspects. I think one of the most negative aspects is that our currency is going to be sort of not the standard, and it's slowly going away now, I think, but not the standard by which the rest of the world bases theirs on. So that means, you know, we're no longer the leader in the world economically. I think that it'll result in sort of an Amero-type currency, which will devalue everybody's sort of property and wages and this type of thing. If you look at the Mexican truck program, the Mexican truck drivers, they earn about 13 cents a mile, whereas American truck drivers, they earn about 42 cents a mile.
Correct.
And there's absolutely no way that American truck drivers can compete with that. Which is one of the reasons the American Trucking Association, that represents the big carriers, they want this program. Whereas the Owner-Operator Independent Driver Association, who represent the little guy, the guy that owns 1, 2, 3 trucks, they don't want this program. So I think that's one aspect that's negative. I think security will be an issue. The borders, in talking to Mr. Bradley, who heads up the Canadian Trucking Association,
Yeah, it's going to be a security issue. We're going to be right back with Mike Howe, ladies and gentlemen, after these commercial comments. Thanks for joining us. Be right back, Mike.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you very much for joining us here at Connecting the Dots. We're talking with Mike Howe. His website, www.michaelhowe.net, and he writes for WorldNet Daily, an outstanding news service across the country that gives you all the news that you're not going to hear, not going to read, not going to appreciate from all the regular newspapers, all the regular radio shows, all the regular TV programs that are out there. What's happening across this nation is that men like Mike Howe and other Jerry Corsi and, I mean, writer after writer across the nation get to publish in the alternative cyberspace network so that you get to hear and understand what's really going on below the surface. And that's the key, is what we're doing here on the radio show, is that you get to understand what's going on below the surface, what your government's doing. I remember back in 1968, when I went into the Army, this government back then was just a bunch of liars, cheats, and thieves. LBJ lied like crazy. Spiro T. Agnew was a liar and a thief. Johnson was more corrupt than just about anybody that's ever been in the White House. And they got all these kids killed in Vietnam. They trumped up the war, and they had been trumping up wars, and we're the ones that die. And nobody ever found out or did anything about it. And all the lies continue, and they're continuing today in Iraq. And you wouldn't know what's really going on if it wasn't for the Internet. And so we're really bringing you some more information. These news service sites are just outstanding. And Mike Howe's with us this evening, and he's bringing you some appreciation for what we face with the Mexican truck driving program. Could you continue what you were talking about, the fact the safety issues? We're talking about the fact that 4.5 million loads are jumped off last year, Mike, in the 25-mile zone on the four border states. When this thing gets pushed through at some point, that means 4.5 million American truckers are going to lose their jobs and lose those loads.
Yeah, they're going to lose those loads, and the Mexican trucking companies are going to be able to bring those up anywhere throughout the United States and ultimately up into Canada. The Canadian government wants them to be able to come into Canada now. So just anywhere they want. And right now these are loads that American drivers will pick up in the 25-mile border zone, and they'll go deliver them. Now, there's some legitimate safety concerns with the program, of course, and one of the concerns is Mexico's where we send our used trucks. So, I mean, there's a reason they're not on the streets anymore here. They're part of the used truck market. But I expect in the first year be only the best of the best trucks. I don't expect many issues the first year. Again, it's after that year that worries me. And I had a discussion, four or five weeks ago with the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration. I said, well, what happens if this amendment in Congress does go through and becomes law? Do you have to stop the program? Is it even required? And they flat out told me, you know what, we don't have to do the Mexican truck demonstration program. More or less, we're just doing it to be nice. That's more or less what they said. We don't have to do it. We're doing it to demonstrate that it's safe. But if we want to open the borders, we will.
One of the things that's really, and I've discussed this before, because I'm a CDL driver. I was 24 summers on the road. I was a chief safety officer and truck driver trainer for United Van Lines in Denver, Colorado for almost five years. And one of the things that really upsets me is that all of this stuff is going on under the table. Once again, since 1968, I wouldn't trust this government as far as I could throw it. And unfortunately, it's because so much of our government today is controlled by the moneyed interests that have no regard for safety, no regard for security, no regard for the American citizen, certainly not for the American man, working man and woman that's out there, whether it's truck driving or roofing a house or in construction. This thing is a displacement of our own jobs away from us and into the hands of other people from other countries at a very much lower rate. H-1B visas, H-2B visas, L visas, H-2A visas, all of that is continuing to happen against American citizens. I mean, it just takes my breath away as to how fast this thing is moving against us, and it's being engineered by our own leaders.
Right. And the interesting thing about that and the scary thing about that is when all that happens, it's generally the middle class that gets hurt, and there's not been a democracy in history that's been successful without a strong middle class. So as the middle class dwindles because the wages aren't where they were and we're paying less for truck drivers or people making chocolate or automobiles and stuff like that, then sure, the middle class goes away.
So, it certainly does, and it is. I mean, you saw the teams, not the Teamsters, but the United Auto Workers just a week ago. Boy, they backed down on all the insurance, and the only way they could get UAW and get all the big automobile producers up there in Detroit and so forth to finally sign on and is to give up a whole bunch of stuff, and really you won't see any more pay raises. You're just going to be lucky to have a job and work at a lower wage just to maintain yourself. And that's what we're facing right now because of such things as NAFTA and CAFTA and GATT and this free trade.
Absolutely. But when I attended this International Great Plains Conference in Denver a couple of weeks ago, one of the big selling points for one of the Mexican cities that was there, Acuña, Mexico, is that they have cheap labor and no labor unions. And they were there with their sister city of Del Rio, Texas. And this was the same place where the mayor of Acuña, Mexico, gave a speech the opening night, and he called for the swift move towards the North American Union.
Oh, boy. Ladies and gentlemen, we're listening to Michael Howe. be right back after these comments and commercial break. Thank you for joining us on Connecting the Dots. We're going to cover more and get your phone input when we get back. Thanks for joining us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special. Pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us here at Connecting the Dots. We're talking with Michael Howe. That's michaelhowe.net, his website. He writes for the WorldNet Daily, and he brings to you some appreciations about what we're talking about as far as this North American Union. One of the things that you really hit on that I agree with 100% is the first year that they're here, they're going to have the best. But as a former driver myself, knowing trucks A to Z, backwards and forwards, certainly have the twin screws, single screws. I'd run 53-foot freight boxes. I'd run for live floors for paving. I've done consolidated freight. There's no question, if you look across the highways, there are no cab-over trucks anymore. They're all conventionals, and my bet is that most of those cab-overs are all down there in Mexico. And whenever they finally unleash and they start taking all the goods into the ports in Mexico, you're going to see all these substandard trucks and trailers simply moving onto the American highway. Now, one of the things you talk about is the environmental issues. Could you give us some expansion on that?
Well, one of the concerns with regards to the environment is the diesel fuel. Here in the U.S., we have to have ultra-low sulfur diesel, and yet in Mexico, they're not under the same criteria. So they can fill up before they get to the border and drive across. And they'll burn the high sulfur diesel fuel, which our Environmental Protection Agency just made all the trucks as of 2007, and I believe all the diesel cars as well, be able to run on this ultra low sulfur diesel, so that there's less pollution in the air. Yet the Mexican trucks aren't going to have to comply with that. So, I mean, that's a major environmental concern. That's something the Sierra Club's concerned about, and that's one of the reasons they sued, I think. That's a major environmental concern right there.
Yeah, it is, and I second it, and I echo that one. The other one that really is really frustrating and or sobering to me is that our drivers certainly out there are doing 42 cents a mile, which gives a living wage, and certainly the independents as opposed to the company drivers. But that aspect of the drivers coming in here and the loads they can take back at 13 cents a mile, what do you see that doing to the independent drivers across this country?
I think it's going to put most of them out of business, actually. And it's not just the 42 versus the 13 cents. Here in the U.S., they get like $56 per diem from the IRS. In Mexico, they get $22. So there's another discrepancy. And everybody touts this as free trade and fair trade, but it's not fair trade and it's not free trade. It's not everything on the equal. So it's not the same. People say this is going to lower our prices. I have not seen my candy bar prices drop since Hershey's moved some of their plants to Mexico.
Right.
So I mean, I'm not sure it's going to work the way they think they do.
And that's the thing. It's definitely more of an experiment.
Right. Ironic is it that Costa Rica, just this past weekend, their people were so concerned about losing Costa Rican sovereignty that the president of Costa Rica was forced to put CAFTA up to the vote of the people. And here in the U.S., it sort of slips through Congress as an agreement, not as a treaty. And yet the people in Costa Rica, they get to vote on CAFTA whether or not they want it. But they have the same concerns we have, is losing their sovereignty.
That's exactly right.
I think it's ironic and fascinating. So.
It's little more than ironic and fascinating, because whatever's driving this thing, and you could talk about the New World Order, you can talk about the North American Union, you can talk about the Illuminati, you can talk about all of the Rothschilds, the Bilderbergers, whatever you want to talk about. Again, it's because the American citizens are not educating themselves, are not voting, not involving themselves at this kind of skullduggery, or this kind of globalist deal is going through by the biggest money changers on the planet, who, of course, become the controllers. And when this country and we citizens have a chance because of this extraordinary constitution, we're sitting on our butts doing nothing and watching it go by.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, James Madison's got to be rolling over in his grave.
That's a fact. And James Madison, of course, was one of the most brilliant constitutionalists. He was really the father of the U.S. Constitution. He and John Adams were just brilliant.
I got to tell you, when I teach my classes, I tell everybody that I think he's the best and most significant politician of all time. So.
Oh, and I agree. You know, and little known out there, of course, was George Mason. George Mason, he's unsung hero. Alexander Hamilton, of course, was also part of that thing, and he was pretty bright. He was more aristocratic, but he was one of those guys that said, "By gosh, we're going to forge a new government here, and make a difference." But George Mason, oh my gosh, he was one of those guys that he is as great in my book as Ben Franklin ever was. And
right.
And again, that's what we are so lucky. You know what really is disheartening to me is that I would bet right now, I can bet you, 95% of the American citizenry has never read the U.S. Constitution.
Well,
they wouldn't
you,
know
I,
the
I,
First
I,
Amendment from the Tenth Amendment.
Right. You know, I teach American government and U.S. history and such at college, and my students come in, and they're supposed to be educated and in higher education, and they haven't done it.
That's right. And I'd say 99% of us have not read the U.S. Constitution. I mean, the U.S. Declaration of Independence. And of course, I have them right here as we speak, And it's very important to me. Of course, my father was a U.S. Marine, and by gosh, he knew a great deal about and certainly drilled it into me of how fortunate I was as a child to be in this country. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions or comments, we'd like to take phone calls the last past a half hour, 1-800-313-9443. If you care to, light up the board here, and we'll certainly pick up some of you callers out there that have a question of Michael Howe. As a matter of fact, we have Wes from Idaho right off the bat. Wes, come on board. You're listening to Connecting the Dots, and you're talking to Michael Howe. You have a question or comment, sir?
Hello, Frosty. Really was comment to your show earlier this week. I tried to call in. You must know of Professor Kevin McDonald of California State in Long Beach.
Not familiar, but give me some update.
Well, you really, really need to listen to what he has to say. He's on in A Line in the Sand, the DVD.
Okay.
He's on there.
Okay.
Well, he's an expert on this particular issue.
Okay.
I mean, he's written books on it. There are some things on the Internet of his writings as well. But Professor Kevin McDonald of California State in Long Beach. Also, I might just ask, there is a certain people that have been kicked out, expelled from 100 countries in history. Do you know what who they are?
I could probably take a guess.
Yeah, well, why is the question. See, they're disloyal to their host nation every time they are disloyal. In Germany, they did the Balfour Declaration, which was to bring the United States of America into World War One. And so, the German people got pretty upset to find out that these people, a very small number, were so disloyal to cause the death of so many of their soldiers, people. And then this country, just in the last few years, they attacked the USS Liberty, the ship, and lied and lied and lied, and even got our President Lyndon Johnson to cover up the whole thing, and Congress as well. The most decorated ship in United States history ever was the USS Liberty, but there was no congressional investigation. There never has been. The first time ever the captain of the ship was given the awards, but it was unlike every time before. It was not in the White House. It was in some shipyard.
Yeah.
And, just an amazing amount. Just in the last week.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to burn in time here, but
okay,
Wes,
well, they were
let me,
also...
I'm going to read Line in the Sand. I'm going to go to the library and get that and check out Kevin McDonald, Line in the Sand, and see about that, and maybe I can come back and discuss it on another hour. Thanks for your comments. I appreciate it.
Great teacher. Thank you.
And
they were behind 911 as well.
Okay, I'll check that out. Thank you, Wes. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. And say hi to Zeb Bell there in Idaho for me. If we can, as we have the last part of the hour here, if you have other questions or comments of Michael Howe, please bring them and certainly stay on subject right here. Now, one of the other things that going on with the trucking thing is the satellite tracking. Could you give us some information on that, Michael?
Oh, sure. The government, sort of in response to all the safety concerns, has decided to work with the Mexican government to implement a satellite tracking program whereby they'll be able to track the trucks and the trailers as they travel across the borders. They're going to do this to the U.S. trucks as they cross into Mexico and the American trucks as they cross into, the Mexican trucks as they cross into the U.S. This doesn't really address any of the safety questions, though. I mean, we'll be able to know where they are. It doesn't really address the security questions because we still won't know what's in the trailer. It doesn't address environmental questions. It doesn't address wage questions or loss of sovereignty questions. All it does is it tells us where the truck is and the trailer is. And as a friend of mine, Mr. Todd Spencer, the head of the Owner Operator Driver Association, said, it's like putting earrings on a pig. It really does nothing.
Yeah. I've heard a similar one. Put lipstick on a pig, paint its lips in lipstick, and then it's still a pig.
Right.
It's also it's like trying to have Congress do the bidding of the American people these days. It's like trying to teach a pig to sing.
Yeah.
It irritates the pig, and he won't learn anyway.
Well, in the trucking deal, though, Congress is trying to do the bidding of the people. The administration is not listening.
Well, yeah, there's no question. Well, again, you have a Dick Cheney, who's the brains of the presidency. You have a man like George Bush, who is simply an alcoholic, and he's doing what most addicts do, depends on everybody else to make decisions for them and still can't make a decision, yet he's in the White House. And this man is hell-bent to dissolve the U.S. borders and our sovereignty in this country. And, you know, really it was part of the deal of his own man, because his own man was out there creating the North American Union way back in the first Bush administration. I think that was Bush number 41. And this North American Union is just not new. Now, what about... why and how did the Congress overwhelmingly stop the program? What was the main reason for that?
Well, the main reason was safety concerns is what they cited. That's what Senator Dorgan, who was a sponsor of the amendment in the Senate, said, and Representative DeFazio in the House. They all cited safety concerns and thought that the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration was moving too fast. They didn't really pay attention to the Inspector General's report, and just sort of rubber-stamped it and moved forward. In fact, Senator Dorgan's office calls the administration arrogant for continuing on. So their rationale was safety. Now, this is part of the transportation funding bill, which, of course, Congress never passes funding bills when they're supposed to pass them. They always have to pass continuing funding bills so they can talk about funding bills for the next fiscal year.
Mm-hmm.
So the amendment's not law yet. And it's going to go to a conference committee, and who really knows what's going to happen. But it's going to be mid to late November before it happens. And by then, the program is going to be well up and running, and it's going to I think it's too late to stop it at that point.
Well, you know, there's no question that it's moving forward so quickly. But when more and more of the American people are educated to the consequences of this thing, the North American Union, the Ports to Plains Corridor, and the Texas Trans-Texas Corridor, of course, it's all that same thing. What about Mexico? What about places like Costa Rica? What are they doing? And we certainly know what Venezuela is doing.
Right, we know what Venezuela is doing. In Costa Rica, they did their thing and they held their vote. Now they're going to move full forward ahead with CAFTA. Mexico, I mean, they obviously want the North American Union, I think. When I was talking to the Mexican consulate out of Denver, who was at this Ports to Plains conference,
mm-hmm.
he commented that the only way to stop immigration, illegal immigration, and to secure the borders was for Americans to invest in Mexico and bring Mexico up to the same standards as the U.S. and Canada. And I don't know about you, but I'm not sure that's my job to bring them up to the same standards as we are.
I would agree. I mean, it's just like going. It's like your family going down into the Cleveland inner city, or Detroit inner city, or Chicago inner city, and literally spoon feeding an entire family to go get an education, to go upgrade their standards, to and so forth. And I'm sorry, but the chances of it changing an entire culture to one of a successful integrity, one that's productive and works like the American worker does, I'm sorry. If Mexico was as work-oriented and success-oriented as somebody like China, then you'd see some tremendous change and toward a successful civilization and society. But do you see that happening anytime soon?
No, I don't see that happening anytime soon at all. But at this conference, you had the mayor of Acuna, Mexico, saying we need to move quickly towards the North American Union. You had the Mexican consulate out of Denver saying we need to that it's America's responsibility to bring Mexico up to the same playing field and level as the U.S. and Canada. You had Canadian officials saying, you know, the border in the north is getting too tight and that we needed our inspectors all housed together and working together instead of separately. So we're slowly but surely losing our autonomy.
Unfortunately, most people don't realize what that is going to entail. What's the first thing, do you think, as soon as these borders are dissolved, what is one of the major things, or maybe the two or three major things, that are going to happen in Mexico once those borders are dissolved?
I think it makes it easier for number of illegal activities to occur. I mean, whether it be, I mean, I think drug production could go up. I think corruption will escalate. It's already a corrupt country. I think it's going to be even more corrupt because once the borders open, it makes it easier for them to do their jobs. I mean, the corrupt officials, it makes it easier for them. So,
well, have you ever heard of a book by Jean Raspail called Camp of the Saints?
No, I haven't.
Well, Camp of the Saints was written 35 years ago by Jean Raspail, who is a French patriot, and he talked about a failed society in India and all of its sloth and its misery and all of its people simply leaving that messed up society and coming to France. And 35 years later, it's all come to fruition because it's all happened, and France is being overrun by the Middle East right now in North Africa. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with Michael Howe. You're listening to Connecting Dots. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
back, ladies and gentlemen. We're listening to Michael Howe. His website is michaelhowe.net. And, Michael, if you just got one more caller here, just so I get a quick question there. John from Texas, you have a quick comment? I've only got a few minutes left. Pardon? Oh, we lost John from Texas. So in the final analysis, one of the things I see, Mike, is the fact that once we degrade the jobs for the American middle class, what kind of consequences do you see erupting throughout American culture, or do you not see any difference? Do you just see us kind of degrading down to another kind of Mexico?
Well, I hope we don't degrade down to another kind of Mexico. I think as these things start to happen, I think the American middle class, who currently, for the most part, is not educated about these issues, will become rapidly educated about the issues, and hopefully some great leaders will arise out of that. But I think the wages will continue to decline, property values will decline, and eventually it's going to really hit people hard that we've let things get too far. The borders will be too porous. I'm concerned about security things. I'm also concerned about, like you said, an influx of people coming up here for specialized goods and services without having even to jump a fence or anything like that. Now they just come across whenever they want because we have more to offer up here. So, it's a scary situation. I think American public, especially the American middle class, needs to really start to wake up and really start to pay attention to what's going on. And time for some new people in Congress and in the White House.
Well, that's certainly true. I talked to Governor Lamb just 2 weeks ago in a conference in Washington, D.C., and this guy's a Democrat. And
he's fantastic, though.
Yeah, and he's a fantastic. He understands. He wrote Megatrauma 2000 15 years ago, and he talked about the fact that, ladies and gentlemen, most of the lowest estimates of the amount of Mexican and Central and South American migration into this country shows the poorest of the poor, the colonias on the borders, which we've talked about, at 20 million more people by 2021. I don't know if anybody realizes, but 2021 is like a dozen years from now. It's nothing.
No, that's not far away at all. That's a lot of people at the low income levels that will have to be sort of propped up by our welfare systems and all this other stuff. It's going to devastate the country.
It's going to devastate the country. And last, when I was in Washington, D.C., one of the really nasty figures is the disease factor. 1 in 20 African-Americans in the Washington, D.C. area has AIDS. 1 in 20. 60% of the children are illegitimate. 60%.
Wow.
I mean, we're talking about a breakdown of the fabric of our society, which is the fabric of our cohesiveness, which is the fabric of our success, and that's the American family. And when you see what's going on in Mexico, and all of a sudden South America and Central America, and we import another 20 million of the poorest of the poor, I'm telling you, it literally takes my breath away. It puts a shiver of fear up my spine that most people just don't understand. Michael, thank you for joining us this evening, and thank you for your work at WorldNet Daily. Your website, of course, is michaelhowe.net, and keep up all the good work and keep everybody aware and keep educating them. And I thank
you. Well, you keep up the good work, too.
We'll do that, and we'll have you back on again.
All right, thanks.
All right, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Connecting the Dots. Thanks for joining us here. It's always a pleasure. It's always an honor. And I hope that you take advantage of the websites, numbersusa.com, balance.org, thesocialcontract.com, fairus.org. Go there. Go to my website. Make a difference. Get involved. Good night. God bless. Godspeed. And may you enjoy the rest of the week. Trust me.
It's true.